Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic is online gaming. Leslie Pittman has the rundown.
And today we host James Costa with 3G Studios here in Reno.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Bill Uffelman, and Joe Guild. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time James Costa. He is the CEO of 3G Studios, Inc. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam.
And you design gambling games that are going to be used online, correct?
That's correct. Our company actually started as a video game developer, a traditional video game developer. We made games for the PlayStation, the Xbox, the Nintendo platforms, and we slowly transitioned into mobile and social gaming, and that's now led us very naturally into the gambling arena.
It's kind of funny to me because, you know, as we've seen the average age of a gambler that comes, not so much to Las Vegas, but to just about every other Nevada jurisdiction, getting older and older and older. The average age, I think, is like 60 to dead. And I've kept thinking over the years, as the age of people who play video games has gotten older, to where people in their 40s, perhaps even in their 50s, have been playing video games for a long time, it's taken the industry a long, long time to get to this point.
It absolutely has, Sam. We can see that whole process with a game like Angry Birds, for example. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talk to that refuse to be defined as gamers because they think there's a stigma associated with that. But when we look at their cell phone, they've got Angry Birds and they have Words with Friends. And
it's my granddaughter's fault. honest.
Exactly. It's sort of a new revolution in the way that people entertain themselves and interact with their friends. Texting was fun and sending messages was great on Twitter, but now everybody wants to actually have a shared experience with their friends. And I think overall the gambling industry is having trouble adapting to that. I think the video game industry has really set the tone for the way that 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds even communicate between each other and with their devices.
Well, I also think that, that there's a marketplace, especially for places like Reno, where you can have conventions of people who play traditional games, the Wii's and the other game boxes, and make it competitive and add a gaming component to it to be able to draw more people to combat Indian gaming, for example.
Absolutely, and that's a great point. There's been a lot of things done worldwide to establish gaming tournaments and gaming brackets, but we're now starting to see odds making in the video game playing side of the industry and the championships. We're starting to see casinos in Vegas, in Macau, placing odds on some of these championships where kids are, I mean, well, I say kids, you know, 20-year-olds are competing in popular video games like Call of Duty or Battlefield against each other for real money.
You know, James, I'm curious. You know, Nevada's Gaming Commission just recently approved online gaming licenses for IGT and Bally's to allow them to begin working with gaming operators to develop an online gaming system here within Nevada's borders. What role do you see 3G Studios in that? What sort of opportunities do you see for your organization on online gaming?
Well, what we really see is poker is an interesting one because poker is one of those games I don't think will go away very quickly. There's an argument that roulette and craps and games like this are a little too complicated, a little too antiquated for the younger generations. But poker is very competitive, and people seem to enjoy that aspect of it. Well, 3G has a history of building poker games. One of the games we built was actually for MTV, was called Stacked with Daniel Negreanu, and it was a poker game playable by thousands of people online at one time. And so as we look,
it's kind of tough to bluff, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. It's a little bit silly to try and do it through an avatar, you know, on a video game, but you still learn personalities through betting patterns and such. But we work very closely with IGT, and so with all due respect to IGT, they're a fantastic partner. But I again think that they're going to have a little bit of trouble adapting from the traditional floor-based gaming to an online market where people expect a very video game-like experience.
Okay, but now they have the distribution, they have the manufacturing end of this thing. Do you see another party coming into the marketplace that is directed towards this kind of gaming?
Well, I mean, what is distribution and manufacturing in the internet era, right? These days, most people play their games on their portable devices. There's really not going to be too much of a case for either location-based gaming, where you've got to physically be present to gamble, or gaming where you have to carry a separate device. We're seeing even companies like Sony and Nintendo having trouble distributing specialized gaming devices because everyone has one in their pocket.
Interesting. Now, do you have a position at all in terms of the feds taking action to set up a regulatory system nationwide to allow for online gaming, or what do you have a position on that at all?
Yeah, well, we've worked closely with Senator Reid's office, and we've had quite a number of conversations with Senator Heller's office regarding federally legalized gambling. The overall tone seems to be that it needs to be legalized at a federal level in order for Nevada to be competitive, and most states, although it would put them at a slight disadvantage initially, seem to agree. It would create much too much regulation for companies to need to monitor borders and pay attention to which individual states their customers are allowed to come in from.
Okay, let's take a break. More with James Costa. Fascinating subject. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I talk to folks on rope lines and in coffee shops. People have been out of work. You can tell it wears on them.
He's fought to pull us out of the economic crisis for 3 years, and he still is. President Obama's plan keeps taxes down for the middle class, invests in education, and asks the wealthy to pay their fair share. Mitt Romney and his billionaire allies can spend millions to distort the president's words, but they're not interested in rebuilding the middle class. He is.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation about online gaming with James Costa. He is the CEO of 3G Studios, Inc.
So, James, 3G Studios is based in Reno, and I was curious as to, you know, with Nevada being in the midst of one of its more serious economic diversification, economic development efforts to the governor's office, what was the single most deciding factor, motivating factor for you to base 3G Studios here in Reno?
Well, thank you for asking that. Actually, I believe, a competitive advantage for us. I've been an entrepreneur in this area for quite some time. I had a couple of dot-coms here in the 90s, and overall, Nevada's been a little bit slow to warm up to technology. But I would say that that's changed in the last couple of years, and we've seen a lot of advantages starting to come our way. But more than anything, this is a lifestyle area. People live here because they've tried, in their early 20s, maybe they tried the Bay Area, they tried San Francisco, the other big places that we see video games are Montreal and Paris, and they've just decided now that they want a little bit, they want something a little easier going. They want to raise a family. They want to enjoy the outdoors, and this is the area to do it. I mean, let's face it, with Lake Tahoe and all the fantastic skiing and golfing and such, it's a huge attraction for us.
What about the tax base?
Tax base is enormous. I would be kidding if I didn't say it's a giant advantage for us. We're able to pay on average about 25 to 30% less than people earn in the Bay Area, and yet our employees are able to enjoy a higher standard of living.
What about education?
Yeah. Education's a big one. My wife and I actually live in Minden, Nevada.
In Carson Valley.
And so that's been a concern of ours. The area, I think, certainly could do more. Some of the schools we've seen popping up and some of the schools reinventing themselves in the last 4 or 5 years have been very encouraging. But we really need to stop at certainly the high school and the university level. We need to do more to encourage our graduates to stay here in Nevada and seek jobs here in Nevada.
I wanted to go back to what you're talking about as far as regulation goes. And you're saying that you'd like to see a federal model. Right now, gaming is licensed by every jurisdiction. And there are some like Gary Loveman who over the years have complained bitterly that he has to go before 38 different boards to get anything done. Peter Bernhardt, on the other hand, says, I think the Nevada regulations are just fine. Is there not a benefit for Nevada if it's regulated state by state?
I don't believe so at all, because if it's regulated at a state level, Nevada gaming companies are going to be restricted to an audience of 3 million people. Mm-hmm. We absolutely have to look for ways that Nevada can use the advantage of being a regulated state to expand federally. Senator Reid, for example, his proposal is that companies who want to be approved federally will need to show that they've operated successfully in a state that regulates gambling. Well, there's only two that seriously regulate gambling at this point, besides casino gaming, or I'm sorry, Indian gaming. So it puts Nevada at a significant advantage to export our technology nationwide. If the borders go up and everybody's focused at more of a local level, I think it's going to be very restrictive. And honestly, companies like ours would have to start looking at where we could relocate in order to gain a much larger user base.
Exactly. You capture a worldwide audience in terms of revenue opportunities instead of just what's within our borders. Those opportunities certainly exist. So I want to go back to the economic development piece, if we could, for just a second. Thanks. So if you had an opportunity to weigh in with the governor's office on economic development, and you may already have, what would you suggest that they look at in terms of enticing companies like 3G Studios to locate to Nevada?
Well, that's a good question. I will tell you that internationally, for years, there have been programs. For instance, the Canadian government has a program in Montreal where they will cover 50% of technology workers' salaries for the first 5 years of the company. It's incredible.
Wow.
France is doing the same thing in Paris to encourage this type of worker. It's a way... video games are an interesting sort of gateway into technology because even kids who aren't necessarily interested in technology are interested in video games, and they'll learn the technology to get there. So it's sort of a training program, if you will. Video game industry is not the most lucrative for a lot of people, so as they mature, they'll move into other areas of high tech. So we're starting to see states like New Mexico has a very similar program. They pay 30% of employees' salaries for the first couple of years. So I'm not proposing that Nevada do anything, you know, set out bonds and such to attract high tech workers at that level, but we do need to do more to attract the high-tech workers. They are certainly high-paying jobs, and they are people who become very, very loyal to the area.
What do you think about the efforts of Cantor Gaming? Because they seem to be expanding just rapidly. They're now looking at Macau as an area for them to develop with mobile devices, etc.
Yeah, so Cantor is an interesting one because they decided to turn a disadvantage into an advantage. They didn't have the distribution and the manufacturing relationships that you mentioned. WMS, Bally, Aristocrat and IGT have had those locked up for quite some time. So Cantor decided to jump ahead of everybody and really focus on mobile gaming. They focused on cruise ship gaming, things like this, and they've done a fantastic job. We have a relationship with Fox. Fox actually runs a company called Skybet, and Skybet is legalized in the EU and in China to do online gambling, and so we work through them in those jurisdictions. So outside of the U.S., there are some very big players that are really just, barbarians at the gate waiting for the legalization of gambling here in the U.S.
And that's where we have to leave it for now. But please come back. Fascinating topic. And obviously, it is the future. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Enter your baby or grandbaby in the Reno Area Baby Pageant. There are no fees to register. Just call 322-5800 or toll free at 1-855-722-6500. We're accepting boys and girls from newborn to 7 years old. Only one child per family or twins. Your child can win trophies, ribbons, certificates, and maybe even a battery-powered riding car. So if you think you have the cutest child or most adorable grandchild, please call 322-5800 today or toll free at 1-855-722-6500 or visit our website.
If you're ready to get more from your TV service, now's a great time to get AT&T U-verse TV. Make the switch.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
With U-verse TV, you can record 4 shows at once with a total home DVR that lets you play back, pause, or rewind your shows from any room. Get over 170 HD channels. That's more than cable.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
And now, exclusively from AT&T, our wireless receiver lets you move your TV where you want around the house, even outside, so you're no longer tied to the TV outlet.
AT&T U-verse, TV like you've never seen before.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
California.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here. Joe Gill, the attorney, and Bill Uffelman, President of the Nevada Bankers Association. Welcome to you all. So, Dick, I absolutely have to get your input on the Supreme Court decision on immigration as far as Arizona is concerned.
I just have seen some synopsis and stuff on it so far. I haven't read the full opinion by the court, but it looks like they pretty well said this is a federal area, stay out of it states, which is actually to us a blessing because, as I have reported before, they were pushing us real hard to start enforcing immigration laws locally. We kept telling them that they're too messed up. We're not going to get involved in that. It's not our job. We don't have the personnel or anything else. You guys need to do it as the federal government, and the Supreme Court seemed to have upheld that totally, saying it's yours.
And the one piece that they did leave open is going to be subject to a lot of lawsuits on the other end.
Well, two things that stood out to me. You, as a lawyer, you kind of try to look between the lines sometimes, and I thought it was interesting that two conservatives, supposedly, well, a conservative and a moderate, Chief Justice and Justice Kennedy, sided with three, quote, liberals on the one issue of allowing police to check into immigration status. And then this morning I heard on the news that Assemblyman Ira Hansen is going to introduce a similar bill to the Arizona law in the next legislative session. So it'll...
So the idea is it exists that it's possible in the next legislative session we may, since the Supreme Court didn't throw out the show us your papers aspect of the Arizona law, that we may see something coming forward in terms of a legislative proposal for that next session?
Right. But I think the, as I understand it, the show us your papers, that was thrown. What in fact it says is that if a policeman apprehends somebody or comes into contact with somebody who in fact is suspected of a crime or is committing a crime, they then can query the ICE system to determine whether the person in fact is legal or not. And that's a little different than the notion of carrying your papers or carrying your passport or whatever to show who you are or where you're from.
And that's just an extension of the Supreme Court's long line of cases interpreting the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. So, you know, a reasonable search and seizure, it seems to me, that's probably where Chief Justice Roberts and Kennedy landed with the and the liberal justices too. They looked at the precedents and said, this is not that different than any, and Dick knows this stuff better than I do, but not that different than other Fourth Amendment type situations.
And don't you think that the governor will veto anything that tries to go? He says we don't need an Arizona type law in the state.
I would doubt whether it would even make it to the governor's desk. But if it does,
you mean it will be held in a drawer somewhere?
One never knows. But
a Republican assemblyman and a democratically controlled assembly. Might not get
the irony, of course, is supposedly, you know, last evening, then Homeland Security notified Arizona, by the way, we won't be taking your calls when it comes to checking on somebody's status. That, to me, as a lawyer and a citizen of the United States, it offends me that my government doesn't, you know, that wants to shirk a duty that it's been assigned for a long time.
Good thing you don't work where we do. You'd be really offended.
I used to prosecute, too. So.
Show me your papers went away. That's one thing Supreme Court knocked out. The only thing they said is that officers are allowed to check the status. They can't require people to be carrying papers now like they were doing in Arizona. So when we do that anyway, if we've got someone that we suspect to be here illegally, we go through ICE to check their status and see whether they are or are not. If they are here illegally, then it's turned over to ICE and they put a hold on them or do whatever they're going to do.
I want to change topics. Again, this weekend, the New York Times in the business section is putting forth the idea that banks are just not doing enough to help with the homeowners and these underwater mortgages. And in a state like Nevada, obviously, that's a huge topic. What is the internal banking industry theory now in places like Nevada in terms of what can be done to help these homeowners? Because it's not helping the banks either at this point.
Well, the financial institutions that are involved in the mortgage business and as servicers and the like, the big settlement with the big five, which then is trickling down to others, are implementing the same thing. And those mortgages that they can do something about, they're doing lots of things to implement all the provisions of that. And I heard the other, I mean, it's been a while, but one of the institutions, they basically kind of created four stacks, you know, from those who are way in arrears and have all kinds of problems to those who are just plain underwater but are making their payments. And the notion being they'll work their way through those stacks in an orderly progression, because there's so much of it. You have to do something. You have to, you know, turn the tab in the notebook and do the next thing. But it also requires that you train all your people and, you know, get all the processes in place. Now, remember, Fannie and Freddie, they are not yet allowing reductions in principal and the like. A lot of servicing.
Do you think that's coming, though?
I suspect that at some point, whether by executive order or whatever, we will wind up with Fannie and Freddie coming around to that. Part of it is they've got to evaluate what's the cost of doing that. But the servicing agreements for a lot of investors, for the mortgage-backed securities, it says whatever Fannie and Freddie is doing, that's what we will do. So once you break that logjam, then things will flow.
There were numbers, 5 seconds here.
There were numbers the other day that showed what in fact it costs the system and costs the investors in a mortgage-backed security who expected a certain rate of return.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Watch the excitement in person as athletes and celebrities duel it out in beautiful Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and more. Come see the stars at the American Century Championship. For tickets, go to TahoeSouth.com.
News 4 is a proud partner of the American Century Championship at Edgewood. Tickets are on sale now, so come join the fun July 17th through the 22nd, or watch the weekend action only on News 4.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up on our next broadcast is Amy Tarkanian, political analyst and consultant to her husband, Danny Tarkanian, who's a congressional candidate here in Nevada.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.